Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the 1,124th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. Welcome to PKN Newsroom Forum. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and alongside with me this evening, I have the guru, Sister Antonia Batts, and I have the sports, you know, he's like the sports linguistic, and then he preaches on the word, and I ain't never seen it, but he do it all the time, y'all. This is Brother Pop-Up Robert Hudson. Y'all ready?
Yes, we are.
I have to apologize because I'm not ready. I'm asking y'all if I'm ready, and y'all, I'm not ready, and I do so definitely apologize. But if you are out there this evening and you are not ready, we invite you to get ready, because Purpose Kingdom Network, if you have not known, is doing major things, and guess what? It's going down in the PK. If you don't know, please ask somebody. And then tell a friend to tell another friend to tell more friends, because everyone should be talking about it. Why? Because there is a purpose in this kingdom. If we don't do anything else, there's one thing that we're supposed to do, and that's supposed to live in the purpose of the kingdom, live in the purpose of our Creator that created the kingdom. This is the 1,124th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. So if this is your first one, welcome, welcome, welcome. But please go back and check out the archives. We're about 3 years old, and I'm trying to tell you, God is good. He's been the same before. Let me be the tomorrow, and like he was before. I'm trying to tell you. Woo, y'all. Tonight is a night. Why? Because all day long. What's the song? I'm sorry, y'all. All day long. I've been with Jesus. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. I'm sorry. All right. You know what? Bye-bye. Because Woo! It's a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing. I apologize, but Jesus. We go right in. Right now. Right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pop-Up.
Okay, real quick. I'm just going to do the sports interest for the PKM news. So pretty much I'm going to cover the XFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. So first, I know everybody's been hearing about the XFL, and just to let you know, it sucks. It's not as good as the play is not as good, and even though they do a good job of breaking down a game of football, it's, you know, it's pretty much like, you know, when you hear them, the broadcast, it's more like they're talking to a 10-year-old explaining the game of football, you know, over and over again. They break everything down to every element of the game, which is good for, I guess, a new league to start out. As far as the football players, they're a little bit better than college football, but they're not there yet. You know, with the, you know, the rules and what they, how they tweak some things. You know, it's kind of interesting how they, you know, how they have some of the concept of the game where it seems to be perfected, as far as where there is just a clear winner and there's no in between. They leave the refs out of it, and they make sure that all the rules they go by, especially catching a football, they make sure everything is just broken down eloquently, where as though if you were the first time ever watching football, you would actually get the whole game of football, where as though you wouldn't be confused, you wouldn't understand why this flag was thrown or why this penalty was called. It's pretty much laid out. So if you are new to football, you know, the XFL may be for you, and then after you watch an NFL game, you'll probably, you know, never want to watch it again. But, you know, for pretty much as far as this time of the year where sports is a little bit dried up, you know, you got the NBA, you know, they get positioning for their playoff spots. Same thing with the NHL and, you know, and then with the, you know, Major League Baseball there in spring training. So it's pretty much a dry spell as far as sports. But if you're missing sports or you just want to watch a football game here or there, the XFL is right there. So, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, watch the whole season, but, you know, it's pretty much, you know, it's a decent product. It's not a product where, you know, you would want to just, you know, say, hey, I'm going to watch. I can't wait for the next week for it to play. So that's, you know, that's what it is in a nutshell as far as if anybody's interested in the XFL. That's my report on the XFL. So we're going to go to the NBA. And the reason why I want to talk about the NBA is because of just the whole state of the NBA. Now, the whole state of the NBA, and this has nothing to do with the passing of Kobe Bryant. Now, what a lot of players realize is that are their affairs in order? And a lot of them realize that, you know, they don't have them in order. So a lot of NBA players right now are just getting things in order. And one of the things that I was happy that, you know, the teams did was they assigned chaplains to travel with the team. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, at least the NBA teams have everything covered as far as easing the minds of the NBA players because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all human and, you know, there is no telling, you know, when it's time for us to go. So these NBA players are adopting, you know, some kind of normalcy in their life where they feel as though, you know, normally they feel invincible. And, you know, yes, you know, NBA players, just like anybody else, once you feel as though that you're at a certain stature, you're playing at a certain level, and that you're doing certain things that nobody else on the planet probably can't do as well as you do, they do, you know, you do get that attitude. Whereas though you feel as though you're invincible and nothing could happen to you and you're going to live forever. And then, you know, reality sets in. And, speaking about, you know, NBA, you know, the state of the 76ers is so crazy. You got Joel Embiid out one time and, you know, he comes back and then Ben Simmons is he's out. You know, watching the Sixers play to me is like watching a pickup game of basketball somewhere on the street because that team that's playing on the street has as much chances as the Sixers have as winning the championship as far as I'm concerned. I'm kind of frustrated with this team because this team, you know, they took up an adoption of losing in order to start winning. And so now it's time for us. We, you know, we're winning a little bit, but, you know, I want more. So I think the product is not something I can say every year that we may have a chance to win a championship. It's, you know, pretty much not at that level right now. And I'm not sure when it will get back to that level. So, now I'm going to go into baseball, and the reason why I'm going into baseball because there seems to be a huge controversy with the Houston Astros, the 2017 team. Now, that 2017 team, they won the World Series, but it was under allegations that they were cheating throughout the whole season in the playoffs, where they had signals for when they would pick up on the other team, what kind of pitches they were throwing. Which was a huge disadvantage. The problem here is that the commissioner has been looking into this for quite some time, and the commissioner, you know, decided that, hey, he's not going to remove the MLB, you know, championship from that 2017 team. And the problem with that is that some of these players are no longer with the Houston Astros, and the respective teams they're on, they're not welcome there. And which is kind of hard for, you know, teams that have shelled out money to get some of these players as free agents. And, well, now they're, you know, their whole team doesn't want that player there. In some instances, they, you know, try to, you know, while they're doing it at batting practice, they're throwing balls at their head. All kinds of things are happening as far as, you know, the feelings of the baseball players as far as championship debt. All of the rest of the teams besides the Houston Astros feel as though they were cheated out of a chance to get in the championship because of the behavior of the cheating Now, I know cheating has gone on for a long time in sports. You know, we had the New England Patriots. You know, they got caught twice or maybe more, depending on who was reviewing the allegations. The fact that, you know, the NFL, they set a precedent where, as though, you know, they have different elements of the game where they can just basically say that if you cheat, if they cheated in one instance, if you were good enough, you would have won the game. Now, Major League Baseball, you know, the commissioner, he kind of fumbled a little bit. And what he said was, you know, that's not a, you know, to me, he's not considering a real championship. But there is, and by the way, the current baseball commissioner is Rob Manfred. And if you've ever seen the commissioner of baseball, if you've ever seen the movie Tommy Boy and the part that Chris Farley plays, he reminds me of him every time he comes to speak. He reminds me of the Chris Farley part in Tommy Boy, where he's just bumbling and fumbling around, and he's just doesn't seem to have an answer. Now, the thing is that he has to make a call on this. If he doesn't make a call on what's going on now with, you know, as far as the championships and the allegations, you know, the fines and, you know, the penalties are all great, but don't forget there's, you know, the other teams that didn't get a chance, and, you know, for whatever fine or whatever penalty, I'm quite sure they're willing to pay it to win a championship. You know, a lot of players and teams, they seem to go all out and do all they can. They spend millions and millions of dollars, you know, just to get, you know, a product where they can have a chance to win a championship. And, you know, I'm quite sure baseball is like one of the richest rich in tradition as far as sports. They don't like crossing the line as far as their tradition. And one of the things is that, you know, they have is you know, this allegations of cheating. And that actually, it's not allegations anymore. It's just, it's proven now, because the players, they came forward and they truthfully answered the commissioner's questions as far as, were they cheating? They answered that. Now, as far as the removal of the championship, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think the commissioner of baseball, he's going to have to have a really hard stance, you know, with how these players, you know, or, you know, if anybody else is going to be punished. Because initially he had, you know, for him to get answers, he had granted these players immunity. And these players, you know, they proudly displayed. And that's why you got the animosity among the baseball players, because they basically were partaking in the cheating. But just because they admitted they were cheating, which everyone knew, they are not penalized in any kind of way. So that's where, you have that unfair, you know, they're heavy-handed on the team, but they're lenient on the players. But they were the ones that actually, you know, they were the ones that actually participated. And, you know, and it goes to the question, you know, does winning take, you know, what would you do to win? Are you willing to cheat? Are you willing to break the rules? Are you willing to alienate yourself just to win a championship? You know, and some people, you know, I hate to say it, but they would say, yes, I would do it. You know, especially when you're talking about the integrity of a game, and baseball, they say this is America's favorite pastime, but I think it's past their time as far as they being, you know, the favorite sport. But you have a lot of older, you know, love the game of baseball, and they love the way it's been played, and they don't want to change anything. And as far as, you know,
Watch your mouth, America. I'm sorry, baseball will always be America's game. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. But watch your mouth. I'm sorry, you were talking crazy. You said something crazy. You had all that information. Information, and then you said something crazy. See?
Okay,
you talking about something. Baseball is not, I think it didn't pass its time. Really?
Well, you know.
Don't meet me on the field, Robert. Talking about baseball done passed this time.
Listen,
come on, PKN.
Okay.
You hear what he said, y'all? It's like, no, I'm sorry.
There's over 160 games. How many games a year do you watch?
Yo, everyone that I can. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Listen, I'm be all the way honest. Everyone that I can. If I'm here and I catch one, I'ma watch it. All nine. I'ma give you it. Every play, I'm there. I'm a ball head though. I like baseball. I'm softball.
Okay,
all day.
So they play.
I will tell you, I do watch the end.
Okay, so
when they get all them other games out the way.
Okay, so basically you don't watch the whole 162 games, right?
Well, you don't have to, man. You know they be having double headers.
Okay,
triple
so that,
headers.
That was my point. There's still a lot of baseball fans that they do watch 162 games. Believe it or not.
If I could, I would. I'm trying to tell you, if I could, I would. But,
okay,
Tony,
so I'll
do
I'll
you
count,
watch baseball? Yeah, put me
I
in
watch
here.
Baseball.
But put me in. You watch baseball too, Tony? See?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been trying to keep a little running record in the past few years about all types of cheating in sports. I've been hearing about footballs being deflated. I've been hearing about, you know, in general, what Brother Rob was talking about regarding, you know, the cheating that was mentioned in baseball. I couldn't even say that I've had known people personally said, there's so much politicking in basketball. When they say politicking, they mean politicking by way of things going on, like coaches or whoever else make the selection for the players. They don't do it based on their skills most of the time. They do it based on whatever the kickbacks might be. This is what I've been hearing. And if you don't have kickback money, Your kid doesn't get to play most likely or get selected. And it's not necessarily 100%. Occasional situation when there's been a lot of sports teams that have had problems with coaches and the law had intervened in the past few years. Oh, thank you for letting me say that much.
No, it's not a problem. What you're talking about is the NCAA men's basketball. And it's going on in the women's too. So what's happening is you're talking about where they place somebody called a proxy, and that's where the kickbacks come in for a certain student athlete to go to a certain school. And so where the student or their relatives don't get, you know, caught up in any kind of scandal, that proxy siphons the money from either the school or the school sponsor, and he hands the money both to the coaches, the players, and the children's parents. That way, they won't get caught up in any scandal, but they do get caught up in it because, let's say if you had, the reason why, all right, like a player like LeBron James, the reason why he didn't go to college is because simply, no matter how much money they siphon off of, you know, their corporate sponsors or whatever, it wouldn't be enough because he can make three times or maybe 10 times as much as he could in the NBA. So that's why he foregoing that whole process. Did he have proxies approaching him? Yes, he did. Every basketball player or anybody with great talent that's, you know, under the age of 21, they're going to be approached by a proxy. It goes on, you know, there's a documentary. I don't remember the name, but when I do, I'll make sure I'll let everybody know. But there's a documentary of how it's all done with the proxies and how they get the actual kickback. But, you know, I understand what you're saying, Antonia, as far as all the scandals and everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one more last point with wrapping up with the baseball. Even though, you know, there's been so many cases every year in baseball where there's some kind of scandal, the one scandal they don't want brought up is a scandal, and they make sure they bury that under the rug because there was a time where baseball embraced it, but when, you know, they got criticized, you know, they quickly, you know, alienated so many different players like Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire,
Exactly. Know, talk about that.
One day,
talk about that.
One day they were a hero, and then the next day they were GOAT. So, you know. And with that being said, you know, my sports story right there.
And we thank you so much for it. And guess what they are now? Drug heads. We just label them. I mean, what's it called? Performance enhancement drugs. No performance enhancement drugs. But when y'all talk about the proxy, all right, let me tell you about this, right? One thing for sure, two things for certain, is something that's been happening, like you said, forever and a day. I don't even understand how they did make it legal, because what they should have told them was, no, you cannot do that. Because like you said, as long as you are 21 and you are under that, you know what I mean, especially if you are still in college, like you still in, like if you still in school, I get you because you want my sneakers and all that kind of stuff, but we need to still hold standards to stuff. That way we, you know what I mean? Like, for real, we shouldn't have let Kobe do it. But Kobe wanted to do it, and Kobe was good. And we wanted to see him. They wanted to see him. Got me? So it wasn't like a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, you ain't got to go. Look, you ain't got to go. But people need to go to college. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, I want to say, that they don't need to go. But it's a very good experience to have, especially if you're going to become, because that's what they end up becoming, regardless of you got sneaks or whatever. Got me? You like, what we're doing, it's funny how you went there, because sports is a funny thing, because, you know, like the new thing now is nobody wants to sweat.
Right.
I don't know where these people came from. And they don't want to sweat. But all I'm saying is grandmamas be killing our kids. If they growing up and don't want to sweat, I'm thinking, well, what you going to do, baby? So I'm just glad we still got a sports edition. How about that? Because the kids today, listen. I like how you did it, though, because, one, they need to know, and you got to make sure that everybody trying to get over, and everybody needs to stop that right now. The get over should be done. The get over needs to be over. You know what I mean? Because in today's time right now, you don't need to get over. You need to get right. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You need to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to get on, not get over. You right now, because the way we are right now, the world is like, I don't even know how to say it, if there's any other way to say it, but I'm telling you, if you read the scriptures, y'all, read the scriptures, and if you read them, just pray. And if you don't see it, you will see it in the day. And if you're listening right now, make sure that you check out Anchor FM in the morning. We do have a morning walk, so you can walk with us at least once in the morning. But that scripture will come like 3-4 times a day. Oh, man. So, listen, 3-4 times a day. But I'm sorry, because I told you we can go there. But we have the guru on the line. And because we have the guru on the line, when things happen, I don't really know where y'all go to get all your information. But we know here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we have Sister Antonia Batts, the host of Peripheral Vision, on the third Sunday, every third Sunday of the month. When I'm telling you, if you don't know, you better call in and find out. Because guess what? If she's not talking about it, trust me, you can press 1 and ask her. And if she don't know, she definitely will let you know. And right now, I'm so glad that she's on the line. I'm so glad you're on the line, because I don't want to sound rude or anything. But it's a little bit too much going on with the weather changing and all that. Everybody going, It's like 60 degrees one day, and then it's 12 degrees another day. It's 60 degrees another day, and then it's 30 degrees. People walking around sniffling, sneezing, and they talking about people have diseases. You thinking, my immune system, please, can you go in the house? And now they talking about real diseases, y'all. People are dying. People are dying. They say we're going to die from disease and famine. Jesus. But I'm glad we got the guru because she's going to break it down. Tony?
Yeah. Well, Adrian, thank you very much. I appreciate everything, and I appreciate Rob Hudson, Brother Rob Hudson's report on the sports situation. I'm glad she did bring up one thing in particular about diseases, mostly because I'm going to hit a note on the coronavirus. It may not appear to affect our neighborhoods because we don't typically have somebody from the Asian part of town of China or something or the other in our neighborhoods or visitors. But we do have to understand that not only with the coronavirus, one thing that people don't understand, they need to always, if they possibly can, keep plenty of soap and water, if possible, nearby, near their bed, their bedpost, on the table, next to the bedpost, because you don't have to have any, what do they call it, OCD, when you have the paranoia of germs or anything, and you're constantly scrubbing. No, it's not necessary, but, you know, teach your children and yourselves and your visitors, if you have to post a small sign near the faucet, about please wash your hands. The life you save may be yours. So considering that, oh, by the way, sports, I just wanted to say, it takes so much fun out of sports when people resort to doing things that are not conducive to what sports was meant to be from the very beginning, which is to have fun. And if you make a living out of it and earn something in an honest way, that's even better. So try to keep in mind, if you take the fun out of sports, you only take away over the years because they really felt as though they were gaining from it what sports was really started to do back in the day of the invention of the different type of sports that are available, which is to have fun and enjoyment and not to sit there and find out who's the most next underhanded person out there who can make some financial strides, and no matter how they do it, hook and hook. So thank you. And thank you for that introduction, Adrian. And I just wanted to say to you all out there, good evening, everyone. I am Antonia Batts, reporting to you for Purpose Kingdom Network News Forum. Tonight, as we speak, there are so many controversial issues involving the coronavirus, which we say evolves out of China. It is important that you understand that there's no cure as of the past few weeks of its discovery. And some of us don't even realize the importance of having facial masks for those who know that there's a chance that someone near and dear to you may be able to catch it, and hand sanitizer, which are basic prevention from spreading the germs, and hoping the virus can be reduced as far as the spread is concerned anyway, because we all know that it has not been a cure available yet. But according to this publication called the South Carolina Morning Post, you can catch it at scamp.com. The first case was reported to the World Health Organization, abbreviated WHO, who actually on December the 31st, 2019, and it is to have originated at a wholesale market in Wuhan, China, selling seafood and other animal produce. Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses causing illness ranging from the common cold to more severe diseases, such as something called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and some other thing that was called SARS last year, which is abbreviated for severe acute respiratory syndrome, and that was reported by the World Health Organization. And the coronavirus commonly circulated in animals. Keep in mind, December 31st, it had wound up at the fish and meat market, I believe. But it can evolve to infect humans and spread between people, of course. So when somebody asks, is that communicable disease? That means, yes, it could be contracted through, like, people coughing and everything. Okay, back to the issue. It said only 7, included the new virus, are known to infect people. 7 diseases that are, you know, out there through communicable, contraction. And according to the United States Center for Disease Control, which is called the CDC, who research all of these diseases and illnesses and possible infections and things, they said as of like maybe a week and a half ago, they were already at that point of 78,979 cases of it being out there. So imagine what it could be now. And there were 2,467 worldwide deaths. You know, like, say, for example, people fly out of there not knowing they have it, go to the United States, go to Europe, go to China, go to you name it. Some places a lot less people than others. And they said maybe out of all of those people who have died, out of the 78,000-some-odd people, there are 23,094 who have recovered. So they were fortunate. Maybe they didn't have the worst stage of it, probably had the least amount of that disease to infect them. So, but that's still a huge percentage difference. Because we're talking about, 45,000-some-odd-100 people at that point to be able to recover from it. So according to this publication called MarketWatch.com on February the 9th, a couple of weeks ago, 2020, the year, there are now 37,000 cases on that publication. And 198 confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide, and at least 811 people have died worldwide. And so that's part of the China National Health Commission who released that information back then. And 89 deaths, 2,656. In other words, the numbers are constantly increasing, and that's to be expected. And it was said that the actual first of all of this going on, you know, once it left that market, was a 60-year-old American woman in Wuhan, China, which she was the first United States citizen to die of the coronavirus that Thursday before February the 9th. While in China, if I'm not mistaken. And even though we know this is the year, February 23, after 300 people evacuated from China at that point, we know that once they have left there, came to the United States, there had been a record number of people who had left also going to places like Europe, Australia, South Korea, and about 11 people on flights that had started to initiate the permanent evacuation have been discovered to have had the virus. Of course, the record numbers keep climbing as we speak, and as a result, it is to be understood that this coronavirus, especially since there's no cure, is to be taken seriously. I don't know how accurate this is, but I had someone to show me a message of a video where this one woman, because I actually saw on television, she was turned away to receive treatment who had the coronavirus. I can't see anybody being turned away. Now, they don't need hospital beds at that point. What they need is people to create donated pallets, and of course, which need to be burnt once they receive somebody. And if they have to just be treated while being on the floor, well, let it be. But you don't turn people away. Because anyway, back to this video, it appeared that this woman had the virus. She was constantly coughing, and she was disgruntled. She started to wipe her hands on the buttons of that elevator, presumed to have been in China. And as different people would come in one by one and touch the buttons, what do you think would happen, of course? They were contracted. You know, there are a lot of miserable people out there during a time when that AIDS situation became very rampant, maybe about like a little less than 10 years ago. Someone has showed me a picture of this fella and his girlfriend who were known in a particular area to try to hook up with somebody outside of their relationship with the mean intention to contaminate another person. Maybe his debonair looks or her attractive, criminally wild, convince a person to sleep with them. And as a result, of course, there have been legal ramifications over so many years about people who deliberately do it, but who would know unless it was put out there on social media? But back to the coronavirus person, she would continue to cough, and when someone else leaves, then she would wipe her hands on the panel of the buttons or the door or whatever. And then another person will come into the elevator, and upon touching, leaning on it or whatever, it's obvious that it's expected by this person. You have to put in mind, you ever heard the saying, misery loves company? Well, maybe she felt as though she was turned away, she wasn't going to get treated. So she go down, she's going to make sure anybody else go down with her. That's why it's important to exercise good common sense, good common cleanliness, and whatever else you think is necessary, and maybe even carry some wipes inside of a plastic bag in your purse or your back pocket. Don't take a lot. Cut the wipes in half if they're too large and place them inside a small plastic bag, because you never know who you may encounter. You may want to teach the children how to exercise good common sense and cleanliness. And if someone coughs, maybe turn their head away, you know, without trying to hurt their feelings. But teach them that the reason why, when they say cleanliness is next to godliness, there's a reason that it's said. You don't have to make people feel indifferent, paranoid, embarrassed, or anything. Just, you know, treat it like it's an everyday necessity to take in mind and keeping in mind that cleanliness is the reason why, you know, your parents when you're younger try to tell you when you cough, you cover your head or cough into your sleeve of your shirt or something of that nature. So I didn't want to overwhelm you with all of this or make you feel paranoid about it, but just keep in mind, just use good common sense and realize these things can occur. And I thank you very much for your wonderful introduction, Adrian. Thank you wonderfully for that report on what goes on out here in the sports world, Brother Rob. And I hope you
thank
all
you.
Out there, well, you're welcome. And I hope you all out there in the world, keep in mind we have to look out for each other as human beings should, as well as, of course, ourselves. Have a good evening.
Amen. Thank you so much. You too, Sister Antonia. If you were listening, people are like, what was that? That was your wake-up call. Yeah, no, you might not be right there over there, but guess what? Like she said, we all got to take care of each other. The first thing, the best thing to do is take care of yourself. And then you want to take care of others. That's why when we get into a special interest of it, I might move it right into and say, well, we need to treat people like we want to be treated. But in order to treat people like we want to be treated, we should know a little bit about who we are. Black History Month, that's another special interest. Because you do understand that this is Black History Month, and I would like to say in 2020, they are at least attempting to play with black people in a way that we almost are offended. And I bless God for it. Because sooner or later, we as a people are going to take our stands where we need to be as the chosen people, as the Creator created the people. One day we will be able to get it back to the point where we understand that, guess what? It's not about your color. It's not about your race. It's about your breath. It's about your blood. It's about your belief. All your B's in order, you know? But it's like, today, in today's world, the only thing that you see really are people doing it. People making it big. Like, they are, you know, having their way. They set out. They make businesses. They do this. They're entrepreneurs. And they have all these followers. They make music videos or whatever the case may be. The world is caught up in whatever they are doing and living like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to live and I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to have this thing. And then it doesn't really hit anybody until somebody dies. I'm going to be honest. Tell the truth. Same as the devil. That's what they say. It doesn't really hit you until somebody dies. Important life is. Now, we all just know that we just, you know, Kobe Bryant and the other eight people that were on the helicopter. But think about those people and think about their mourning. Think about, was the coffee still made? Think about, was the donut made and everything else? Did it go the way that it needed to go? Was it the way that it needed to be? Was it in the manner that it needed to be in the manner of? You ask yourself the questions every day. Are you ready? I just made somebody like look at the phone like, what? Are you ready? They looked at the computer like, huh? What do you mean? No, not ready. Ain't nobody ready. Why is she talking about being ready? No, I'm not ready. Well, if you're not ready, I would say get ready. Right? Because it happened just like that. It'd be fast. It'd be over. And then what happens? What happens? So you got to ask yourself when you have right mind, ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, just say it. But you got to ask yourself, who are you? Why do you do what you do? Why, God, did you create me in a manner that you knew that I would do wrong? If you could have a conversation, you know? And then God would look at you and say, well, that's because I made you like me. You're my child. I knew you. That's why I say I knew you before you was in your mama's womb. I knew who you are, honey. Somebody said, oh, my God, God does not talk like that. And I apologize for all the people that don't want to talk like my God. But let me explain. There's something about having a relationship with the Father. It's something about understanding who the Creator is. Why? Well, you never know why, but what your purpose is in life. What was it that God said for you to do? What was it that God said in your life? You know, this is it. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to give God the glory. And if everybody can see God in what I'm doing, then yay, God, because God is going to get the victory. If not, I'm going to have that money until maybe it's great, and then I might, things might happen. You can have a lot of money and have tragedy. And it do you understand where I'm coming from when it says that you need to know who God is? You need to understand about the love that God has for you. You need to understand that what God did was nothing better than just knowing. The blessing is people say that there is only one God, and we need to know that there is only one God. But without grace and mercy following you, you have not really experienced God. Because if you tell the truth, it was grace and mercy that brought you through. Somebody out there doesn't understand what I mean by grace and mercy. And because of the fact that this is not one of those shows, you need to listen to PKN every night. We give you an opportunity to ask God to come into your life every night. And the way that you do it is simple, because, listen, I like how they say it, all you got to do is confess it, believe it, and what else you got to do, Brother Rob? What you got to do? I just know you got to do it, because, listen, when you ask, it says if you ask, it shall you be received. If you not, the door will be open, you know. I like how my pastor says it. He always says there's only a knob on one side. It's only a knob on one side. So that says that we have to be able to do it. We got to want to turn the knob. We can't not want to not pay attention to it, because at the end of the day right now, if you don't know about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in order for you to just be able to do the things, I'm talking about the things that you don't want to do, that you might have did, that you didn't really think you was going to do, but you did them anyway. Or those bad things that we hear that are happening in our neighborhoods and we can't really stop them because we are not big enough, we're only just one person. But if you understand all about Christ and salvation and what the blood represents, you got to believe it to receive it. And I know it sounds, you know, cliche, but you really got to, you got to want this thing to pick it up off the table. And when I tell you that, Brother Rob, come on in here, because I'm telling you, God is the best thing that will ever happen to you in your life. And if you don't believe it, keep watching, keep praying, stay with PKN. I'm telling you, it's going down in the key pay. It's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK, the newsroom. But we got to do some announcements. I know we got to do the announcements, and I know Brother Rob is going to come on and give you a nice glorified prayer so that you can go ahead and make sure that you seal the deal and you do everything in your power to get connected. Find out why God wants you here, because guess what? You don't want to go before you ever did it. Yes, I said it. You don't want to go before you ever did it. And that means you don't want to live scary like you can't try. That's why the Creator did it, and then we have a choice. He gives us you a choice. So therefore, it's like I said, if it's on the table, he says, this is it, thing that's going to change your life, like he told the Samaritan woman. I mean, I got something that's going to change your life. What did she do? She took it, and then not only did she take it, but she ran back and told all the people, or all the men. which was all the people, because, you know, if you got the influence to do what you need to do, then that meant that Christ was now heard. That's what we do on PKN. Brother Rob, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were there.
Yes, sir. No problem. I'm here. I'll just let you go ahead and continue on. So real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. Before I do that, we would like you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that I know you work in Christ. If you can't find that sanctuary, this is a church without walls, so you're welcome here. And don't forget to tell a friend. We broadcast almost each and every night wherever the broadcast, and we thank you, whether you're calling online or via phone. We thank you for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdommed@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. Simply send a prayer request. We're glad you're out of that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name and the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We're also on invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. There's also a link you can follow for Anchor FM or Anchor.com under Purpose Kingdom, where you can hear a morning walk in prayer. You know, and please feel free to share with a friend. And don't forget, you can follow any of our social media pages to follow us on Anchor.com, where you can get a morning word of inspiration. Well, God's will and God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements.
And
all right.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but yeah, okay. That's because we're back at the newsroom, and guess what? The last thing that we never ever do on news is ask if there are any callers out there that have any questions or any comments or anything that we said tonight. We ask you and we invite you to please press 1, and we will have you come on the line. And if you are willing, let us know who you are. Let us know where you're calling from. And let us know, you know, what you took from it. I know one thing. It was a whole lot of stuff that was talked about today. If you go from your, what's it called, XFL?
The XFL.
I got to watch it now. I got to. Oh, but the sad part is I've seen it on my guide, right? But I didn't, like, click it. Now I need to click it because you just click it. Because now I need to, Rob just said a whole lot about it. I said, oh, man, Papa.
Well,
football won't
be
on
until
next year. I said, dang. I can't wait to watch it. I was gonna be like, really?
Well, I didn't know I was giving a ringing endorsement for it, but okay.
Listen, it ain't no much endorsement, but yeah, but, hey. But I keep trying to tell people, you know, or they say all talk is good talk. Whether it was good talk or bad talk, it's still good talk because it's talk. That's the message they say in the world, so why not? We're going to live by it right now. I'm going to watch it because you just said it was that bad. I want to see if it's that
bad. Well, I
didn't
say it was a train wreck, but I was just saying compared to the product of the NFL.
And that's why I see it, but the product... I want to say that because you know the NFL listens to us, and because of the fact that the NFL listens to us, that is how we feel about watering down things that don't need to be watered down and affecting change in places where they actually can be made, like we're seeing them change now, but we still want to watch the game. We still need to watch the game. The game is the game. I thought that football used to be America's favorite. Well, they have the one game of the week is the game of the week. But, I mean, football's good, but baseball's better. I just think baseball's better. Look, you know what? Baseball's not even better, but I think it just is better because it trumps it because it's got autumn games.
I think baseball is better when they
were on
strike.
For the grandfather rule.
When they were on strike, I think that's when it was. I said when baseball went on strike, that was the best time for me as far as baseball.
You know what I'm saying? See what I mean? Wait, is that when we're the members of the All-American team? We come from cities near and far. You got Canadians, hey, Irish mothers too. We're on parole, we're open, we're all Americans. Each one has the All-American. I'm sorry. For all my peoples out there that do TV and movies, when baseball went on the strike, you know we showed up. Oh, I'm sorry. But we did show up. Remember that? And, like, you know the women are going to save the world. Like, so we got to get women back together because we are going to save the world. How about that? You right, Robert. The best time it was when the men went on strike. You know what? Men, don't go on strike because we love you. We need you. Keep doing the great work that you do. But honor the women that you see because guess what? It's going to be her seed that's going to save the world. So when you see her, you got to find her. And I'm trying to tell you, God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the victory. And you'll be able to stand in honor. And say that you learned it on Purpose Kingdom Network. Say that the place I got my awakening was the day I found out that I need to put that mask on if people are sniffling. Well, actually, she said you're supposed to put it on if you're sniffling. Yeah, right. How they know if they're sniffling? That's why I keep one in my pocket. Because if you're messing with my immune system, I'm sorry. But, Antonia, is there anything you'd like to say before we end the air on this, what is it? We're almost done. It's the last Saturday of February.
I just wanted to say thank you all out there for listening to us because without you, God, and just the world in general, we would not have this honor to be able to share all the great things we do and live the lives we live and hopefully let things get better. But I pray that we keep an eye on these people who are going in and out of the office for the year 2020 because we understand that there's supposed to be a lack of funds, and it really has no business being a lack of funds. And I hope that people take seriously the need to vote, and I'm not endorsing anyone, because it'll determine whether who will live and who will die at the cost of having lack of resources because we didn't monitor the budget of how money goes in and money comes out. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Adrian.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Close us out.
All right. I know everybody got a good share of hearing me this month, but I appreciate broadcasting besides both you and Antonia. And I like to
thank you.
Tell everybody that I had a great time tonight. And with that being said, I am out of here. Peace.
Jesus said, he raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.